Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into specifically the holiday of Pesach and the Dalid Parshiyos that surround the holiday of Pesach. We know that when Purim and Pesach come, you have Parsha Shkolim and Parshas Zohar, which come before Purim, and then you have Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh, which lead us into Pesach. And these Dalet Parshias, Rav Nosson Zal discusses maybe 20 times in Likutei Halachos, 20 different explanations how we can understand them based on Likutei Moran. Here comes one of them. Paragraph Hey. V'ze b'chinas arba parshiyos shekoyrim koydem Pesach, shehu roish l'sholosh regolim. Based on what we're learning here, we're going to be able to understand the four parshiyos which we read before Pesach, which is the first of the three holidays, and the leader. Pesach is the first and leader of the three holidays. She'oz hascholas hisgalus elikusias borach, shenizgala liYisrael al yedei yitzias Mitzrayim ukriyas yamsuf. Because it was on Pesach that Hashem really began to reveal himself in such a big, big way, by taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim, by all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. Ki arba parshiyos hem keneged b'chinas hamalchus, she b'chinas arba. These four parshiyos correspond to the Malchus, which is always referred to by the letter Dalid, which is four. She tzrichin l'chotcho migolus shel ha'arba malchiyos, Shekulam Nikroim Golus Mitzrayim. And Rabbeinu Zal told us in Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran that a Jew has to see to it to cut, to slice, and separate the Malchus of Kedusha from the four Malchus of Tuma, of Sitra Achra, which correspond to the four Golios, the four major exiles that the Jewish people went through, which are all referred to as Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Bovel, Golus Poras Umodai, Golus Yovan, and Golus Edoim are all given a nickname of Mitzrayim, Kamoi Shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Dalid, B'Shem HaMedrash, in the name of Medrash, of the Medrash, Shekol HaGolios Nikroim Golus Mitzrayim Al Shem Shehem Meitzirim LiYisrael, that all the exiles that the Jewish people experience are referred to as the exile of Mitzrayim, because the word Meitzar means to constrict, to subjugate. And in Golus, the Goyim are Meitzar Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas Parsha Shkolim Shekoyrin Tchila. First, Rav Nosson Zal addresses Parsha Shkolim, which is the first one of these Dalit Parshios. Ze b'chinas Tztoko, b'chinas Chesed. Parsha Shkolim is about the Jews giving charity, donating to the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, which is a display of chesed. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran there quotes the Pasuk, which combines, the Pasuk says, Zaru lachem tztoko v'kitzru lefi chesed. So tztoko and chesed are synonymous. She'al yodoi koitzrin v'choitchines ha-malchus anal min arba malchus. It's through tztoko and chesed that we have the ability to slice, to sever the connection between the Malchus of Kedusha and the four Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ziru lochem litzdoko v'kitzru lefi chesed kanal. Plant charity and cut according to chesed. So this tzdoko v'chesed, the shkolim, give us the ability to cut, to sever the connection whereby the Malchus of the Sitra Achra are trying to draw from the Malchus of Kedusha. Kanal b'maim ranal, as is explained in Likutei Moran Torah Lamed. Next, number two, Parsha Zohar Zebechinas Hachnoas Amolek. Parsha Zohar speaks about us destroying and eliminating Amolek, Shehu Klolius Varoish Kol Ho Arba Malchius, who is a composite of all four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. And he's the leader of all of them. Ki Kolul Mikulam Kanal, because he's a combination of all four of them. Parshas Poro The third parsha, Parshas Poro, Hiletaher es Yisrael mitumas mes, speaks about purifying the Jewish people who came into contact with dead bodies to prepare for bringing the Korban Pesach. Hainu kishemal ines hamalchus, p'chinas kneses Yisrael, mi malchus horisho, mi homon v'amolek, when we succeed in elevating the malchus, which is called kneses Yisrael, from the Malchus Horeshoah, from Homon Amolek, Azai Tzrichin Letaharo Mizua Masanocha, Shi Sitra Demoisa, Shubhinas Malchus Homon Amolek, Yodua. Then we have to purify this Malchus. We have to purify the Jewish people from that filth of the snake, which is referred to as Sitra Demoisa. The snake is the one that introduced death into the world by getting Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which is the Malchus of Sitra Achro, which is Homon Amolek. And that's why it requires the ashes of the Por Aduma to purify us from that Zuama. Upor Aduma Zebechinas Hatoichocho Shel Hamoichiach. The red cow, the ashes of the red cow, which purify a person who is Tomei, correspond to the Toichocho, the reprimand of a Moichiach, of a person who's really qualified to reprimand. Because that also helps to purify the Jews from their sins. When the Jews receive a proper toichocha, that gets them to do tshuva and to purify themselves from their sins. V'zebchinas aduma. This is the concept of the red cow, bchinas din, which is a concept of judgment. Bechinas toichocha, just like reprimand is a display of din. V'alkein haporo metaher temeim u'metame tohoirim. Now we can understand one of the deep secrets about Por Aduma, how Por Aduma is a paradox. It's something strange. The person who has the ashes of the Por Aduma sprinkled on him becomes pure. His Tumah is removed and replaced with Tahara, the one who's involved in doing it becomes Tameh, becomes impure. So it's Metaher Tmeim and Metameh Tohirim. Kol Ho'iskimbo, all those that are involved in the preparation of the Por Aduma, they become Tameh. Ze Bechinas Toichocho Shel Moichichei Hadoer Ho'amitim. This corresponds to the reprimand that's given by those people in the generation who are really qualified to reprimand the Jewish people, meaning the true tzaddikim. Because by them reprimanding the Jews in a proper way, they purify those who are impure from their sins, and they get them to do complete tshuva. V'chol ha'oiskim b'toichocho nitmoin al yidei zeh. And yet, the people who are involved in giving this reprimand, they become tomei through it. They become hurt a little bit by it. Ki nisaches bohem chas v'shalom eze pigam me'avoinois shel elu sho'oiskim imohem letaharom ul hashiva me'evanoseim. Because what happens is, very often, that some of the tumah from the sins of those people who they're trying to be machzer b'tshuva latches onto and attaches itself to those people who are trying to purify those guys and to get them to do tshuva. V'ze b'chinas poraduma. This is like the concept of the poraduma. Shehi metaher tmeim. It purifies those who are impure. And yet those who are pure, who are preparing the Por Aduma, they get hurt in the process. They become Tomei. So a person would say, then hold on a second. Why go through this? Plus one and minus one equals zero. Rav Nosson Zal says, no, of course not. Aval afal pikein, schoroi shel hamoichiach meruba mehev seidoi. However, even though the moichiach gets hurt a little bit in the process, the reward, the profit, is much, much bigger than the loss. Ki acharkach hu metaher atzmoi bekal al yidei tvila v'herav shemesh levad. Because the person who is preparing the paraduma, his purification is very easy, very light. All he has to do is go to the mikveh, wait till sunset, and he's pure. Whereas the person aval who tiher temeim legamri, whereas he ended up purifying people who were very, very tamei, shehayu temeim betumas mes mamish, people who had become impure by coming into contact with a dead body, bezuamas hanochosh, which is associated with the filth of the snake. Their tuma is a tuma of 7 days. It's a billion times more tamei than the very weak form of tuma that the mechiyach contracted. Val yedei toichachdoi machziram b'tshuva shleima u'metaheroisam, and through the reprimand of a true tzaddik, he gets those people who were tamei to make a complete tshuva, and he purifies them totally. V'alkein, and now you'll understand also why the Torah makes a very serious point of saying, and it emphasizes that haporah nikreis al shem Moshe, that the Porah Aduma had to be called Moshe Rabbeinu's Porah Aduma. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, v'chol haporois tzrichin lekadesh me'afroi mishel poro she'osa Moshe. And all future Porah Adumas, even after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, they always had to include in it a little bit of the ashes from the Porah Aduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why the critical connection between the Porah Aduma and Moshe? Ki Moshe Roish L'chol Moichichei Emes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader and the representative of all worthy Moichiachs, all people who are really, truly qualified to give proper Toichocho. Ki hu hoyo oisek boze harbe, because he was very, very involved in that and committed to that. He was constantly having to reprimand the Jews and be machzer them betshuva. Umosar nafshoy al Yisrael tomid lohichicho mulachziram lamutov, and he put his life on the line repeatedly, again and again and again, to reprimand the Jews and to be machzer them to lamutov, to get them to do tshuva. V'af al pi shehigia lenafshoi pegam godoil lefi erkoi, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu was hurt by this in a major, major way, this caused a major pegam to his nefesh on his level, on his level. K'moshe kosuv, as the pasuk says, lech reid ki shichei samcha. When Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up to heaven to receive the Torah Shebal Peh, so that's when the Jews got involved in the Egel HaZohav, in the golden calf, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go downstairs, you go down. No more flying up here in the high heavens and learning all of this deep Torah. And the Gemara expounds on those two words, lech reid, a lot, that Hashem said to him, reid, go down, from lech, lamed chof is 50. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, who now are up on the 50th level, you got to go back down. You can't stay up here. Why? Because your guys have messed up. Kishiches amcha. Hashem didn't say my nation. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, your nation has messed up. Referring to the nation which Moshe Rabbeinu was makariv, and Moshe Rabbeinu was moichiach them. So Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem said to him at that time, the Gemara explains, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, any greatness that I've given you only because of them. And now if they've fallen, you go down too. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was hurt by his kesher with them and by his responsibility of being the Moichiach of Klal Yisrael at that time. Afal Pikein, and yet despite that, Lohiniach es mekoimoi, Moshe Rabbeinu did not retreat. He didn't walk away. Umosar nafshei b'shvilam kol yomov, and Moshe Rabbeinu put his life on the line for the Jewish people throughout his entire life. Lohichicham, to reprimand them, ulahachziram lamutov, and to get them to do tshuva again and again and again, time and time again. just like we find in the Torah, when the Torah gives us the command to do tshuva, it says, hoicheach, toichiach, reprimand, reprimand. And the Gemara says, afilu meyapamim, that when it comes to toichacha, you need to know that it's usually not one-time shot. That a person has to be prepared again and again. When you want to bring somebody close to Hashem, it's usually not slam dunk. It's not fast food. It requires a tremendous amount of dedication and working with the person again and again. And each time they slip, being able to point out to them that they made a mistake and help them come back again and again. Just like we see in the story of the Baal Tefillah. When the Baal Tefillah wanted to bring people close to tshuva, it took a lot of talking. It wasn't a one-time shot. That's why the Gemara makes a point, the Torah makes a point of emphasizing that all Jews in all generations who are going to require purification, they have to receive from the Paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to have some of the ashes of the Paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu included in the ashes of Paraduma that's going to be sprinkled on them. Dahainu mitoichachtoi hatoivo kanal. Meaning, they have to have some of that perfume of Moshe Rabbeinu, some of that sweet toichacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jews during his time. All future moichiachs and all future generations have to include some of that in their formula. V'ze b'chinas shepor aduma mitzvosa b'sgan hakoyhanim. And this is why the Torah also tells us that who was the one who dealt with Por Aduma? It wasn't the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't Aaron HaKohen. It was Elozer, the Sgan, the assistant Kohen Gadol. Ki HaKohen HaGadol Zebechinas Horav Shebedoer. Kama Shekosov, Ki Sif Se Kohen Yishmru Das V'Toyer Yivakshu Mipiyu Im Horav Doim El Malach Hashem Tzvokos. Because the Kohen Gadol represents the tzaddik of the generation, the leading rabbi of the generation. As we have that pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Moed Katan very often about searching for a proper rabbi, and it quotes the pasuk about a kohen. Ve'yef sher lekabel chochmosoi hagdoilo shel rav shebedor shebchinas kohen gadol kiim al yedei talmidov hakdoshim. And it's impossible for a person to receive the great chochma of the tzaddik of the generation, who is the Kohen Gadol, other than going through his holy students. This is the whole concept where the Gemara tells us that when the leading rabbis, when the Rosh Yeshivas during the time of the Gemara would teach, the Rosh Yeshiva would speak, and he had a meturgamon, he had an assistant who would give over his words to the public. The Rosh Yeshiva couldn't project necessarily to the 150 or 200 or 1,000 people that were gathered to listen to what he was saying. So he had a meturgamon, he was the one who passed on the words of the Rosh Yeshiva to the people. Shehechochom hoyodoyrish tomid al yedei meturgamon. The leading rabbi always would present his drasha via the meturgamon. Ki e efshir lekabel biatzmoi chochma sechochom uemes vorav shebedoer ki imal yidei meturgamon. Because it is impossible for Klal Yisrael to receive the knowledge of the tzaddik hador, the chochom hoemes rav shebedoer, directly from him. They can only really get it properly through meturgamon, shehu bechinas talmidov, which is represented by the students, the true close students of the tzaddik. Sheheim megalim umevoarim chochmosoi v'toichachtoi l'rabim. They're the ones who reveal and explain the chochma and the reprimand of the tzaddik for the masses, for the regular people. Ki behorav ho'emes biatzmoi ein lehem shum tfiso klal. Because in the tzaddik himself, the majority of Klal Yisrael has no connection. They have no understanding whatsoever. They can't understand him whatsoever. That based on his words, they should know exactly what to do. Kiim al yedei talmidov, but rather only through the students of the tzaddik. וכמו שכוסוב רבינו זל על פוסק, as רבינו זל writes in Torah Kuf Mem in Likut Imran, where he explains the פוסק, ביד כל אדם יחתום, לודעס כל אנשי מעשהו, עין שום. That's the chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal explains that the tzaddik is like a choysam, like a seal, like the rings that they used to have in the olden days where a person had his symbol, his mark on the ring. And he would stamp his ring on a piece of paper and you would see that person's seal, the king or a businessman, whoever it was. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that if you look at the seal, you can't usually you can't read it, or you can't read it easily because it's upside down. Whereas when the seal is put onto a piece of paper, onto something, there you can see it. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the tzaddik is called choysam. And therefore, people who try to look directly at the tzaddik, they can't understand. They can't understand his words really properly. It's only by going to the anshei ma'asehu, to the anshei ma'isa, the tzaddik, the students who are very, very close to the tzaddik, through them, people can get a proper, clear understanding of the teachings of the tzaddik. Meaning that when the tzaddik has put his mark onto the paper, onto a student, onto a real close student, then people who go to that student, there they can see much more clearly the meaning, the correct meaning and understanding of the words of the tzaddik, of what the tzaddik's all about. וזה בחינס שתיקוני הפור האדומה, שהיא בחינס התויכוחו של החוכם הואמס, לטהר את ישראל מהבנוסיהם, נעשה ידי סגן הכהנים דייקו, בחינס תורגמן. And with this we could understand why the תיקונים of the פור האדומה, this is one of the most important items in Klal Yisrael, in the whole Jewish religion, whereby the Torah tells us that even a Jew who contracted the worst, the most severe type of tumah, which is tumas mes, can be purified. How? This special procedure called paraduma, which Shlomo HaMelech said, Omarti echkema v'hi rechoyke mimeni. I thought that I was very smart, and yet I see that it's still very far from me. There are still things I can't understand. The Gemara says, what was he referring to? Paraduma, the secret of Paraduma. This is one of the deepest issues in Yiddishkeit. It's called a choik. Zois chukas ha-toira, it's called. Something which we can't understand rationally necessarily. This secret of Paraduma, how it works, and all the paradoxical issues of Paraduma. So here, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this mitzvah of Paraduma gives us an insight into the whole concept of how the tzaddik, the true tzaddik, purifies Klal Yisrael. So Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is why the tikkunim of Paraduma, which correspond to the toichocha of the true chacham, which are both letayer es Yisrael mevenaseim, to purify the Jewish people from all their sins, nas al yidei sgan hakoyhanim daiko. It had to be done, it had to be performed through the assistant Kohen Godel. Bechinas Meturgamon, just like Klal Yisrael during the time of the Gemara, they didn't hear the Torah directly from Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai or Rabbi Yudah. They heard it from the Meturgamon, the assistant. Bechinas Talmidim shel HaChocham Hoemes, the students of the Chocham Hoemes, shehu Bechinas Kohen Godel. The Chocham Hoemes is the one who's represented by the Kohen Godel. And this is a very, very, very important yesod in Yiddishkeit and in Breslov or Hasidus. In terms of Yiddishkeit, what separates the Jews from non-Jews, Rabbeinu Zal makes this emphatically clear in Likut Imran, the non-Jews also have an association with Torah, with the written Torah. They have what they call the Old Testament. There is some connection between non-Jews and the written Torah. What separates the non-Jews from the Jewish people totally is the Torah Shebal Peh. That's where we split totally. And we know the written Torah is what's referred to in a sense as Torah Moshe. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was called. when we go move on to the Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Talmidim. That's the Bechina of the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we have in the first mission in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umesora LeYoshua, Yeshua LeZakenim, and the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im to the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, so on and so forth. So that even if the Goyim were to study the written Torah, and even if they were to fulfill everything, there's still worlds and worlds and worlds of difference. They still have next to zero understanding of what Torah's Moshe is all about, of what the Old Testament is about, without the Talmidim, without Yehoshua and the Zakenim and the Nevi'im and the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and the Gemara and the Halacha, the Rishonim and Achroinim and the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus. It's the Torah Shebal Peh, which gives you 99.99999% of clarity and understanding of what the Torah Shebiksav is really saying. The words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'hoyu l'toytofo is bein einecho, regarding tefillin, and in the Gemara and Halacha, we have hundreds or thousands of pages expounding on the mitzvah of tefillin. For what Moshe Rabbeinu said in one line, we have thousands of pages explaining what that's all about. That's regarding Torah and Yiddishkeit. When it comes to Breslov or Hasidus, and this is a question that comes up all the time, I've been asked this question by hundreds of people in terms of how do we study Breslov, how do we understand Rabbi Nachman, how do we v'chulu v'chulu, or when Rabbi Nazal speaks throughout all his Sforim about connecting to the Tzaddik, what does that mean, and how do we do that today, etc., etc. And one of the most important points, Reb Nachman Chirinzal, who was one of the most learned students of Reb Nosson Zal and one of the closest students of Reb Nosson Zal and one of the best Breslov Chassidim after Reb Nosson Zal, Reb Nachman Chirinzal writes in several places in his commentary on Likutei Moran that for Breslov Chassidim, after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, if we want to be attached to Rabbeinu Zal, if we want to understand Rabbeinu Zal properly, if we want to have the best possible kesher to the tzaddik and fulfill all the different facets of the hiskashrus to the tzaddik shadur, it requires learning the sforim and attaching oneself to the students. He always mentions both of those things. And regarding the sforim, we find that Rab Nosson Zal's closest students, Rab Nachman Tulchiner Zal, Rab Avrom Rab Nachman, and as far as I know, the unanimous opinion among all the students who were close to Rab Nosson Zal and all the leading Breslov Hasidim afterwards were that the emphasis in order for a person to really understand Breslov and appreciate Breslov, meaning understand Rabbi Nachman, and fulfill Rabbi Nachman's teachings requires major emphasis on Rab Nosson Zal's writings and Rab Nosson Zal's students, without which a person cannot possibly have a proper understanding and appreciation for Rabbi Nachman's words, for Rabbeinu Zal's words in Likutei Moran, in Sipurei Maisius, in Sefer Amidos. It's only through constant and very, very serious study of Likutei Halachos, Likutei Tefilos, all the Sforim of Rab Nosson Zal, Rab Nachman Chirin Zal, the Bir Likutim, and all the great Tzaddikim, the leaders of Breslov afterwards, that a person can hope to understand Rabbi Nachman's words properly, as best as they can, be able to fulfill them properly, and be able to have a true kesher to the Tzaddik, to Rabbeinu Zal. And in this paragraph here, in this piece, this last piece that we had of this paragraph, is one of the places where Rab Nosson Zal addresses this very, very loud and clear. He says, Paraduma, which is the issue of being metaher tmeim, the issue of the, which is again the essence of Yiddishkeit, was dependent on one of the most important roles in that was the role of the Sigan HaKoyin, the Skan Kohen Godel, Elozer, which is the role of the Talmidim, who have an incredible, important responsibility in giving over the words of the Tzaddik. Now, obviously, here it's talking about a Talmid that really, really has studied and is fulfilling and has fulfilled and is or is fulfilling the words of the Tzaddik in a very, very, very big way. That's a Talmid who can hope to have a role, to play a role in giving over the words of the Tzaddik properly and in being able to give the world the ability to have a kesher to the Tzaddik. Now, Rav Nosson Zal addresses the third one, the fourth one of the Dalet Parshias, Parshas HaChodesh, Ze Iker Bechinas Aliyas HaMalchus. And the Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZelechem, which we read right before Pesach, that's the real elevation of the Malchus, Shehu Bechinas Rosh Chodesh Kanal, which is especially affected by Rosh Chodesh, which is when the new moon begins, which is the real Aliyah, the Ischachus of the Malchus. Shayidei HaRoshei Chodoshim Heim Tikun Kol HaMoyadois, because it's based on Rosh Chodesh that we establish all the different holidays. She'oz Aliyas HaMalchus, on which the Malchus has its greatest elevation, on those holidays which are dependent and determined by Rosh Chodesh, which is Parshas HaChodesh.